Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for Saturday, the 10th of October. I'm Paul White. Today is Out and Back podcast time, today and tomorrow. These are the podcasts that I record on the drive, typically, and remember, everything's safe, got the mic hooked up, even stopped at a rest stop here on 85 in South Carolina, got my microphone plugged in and hit record, and so we've got two hands on the wheel and all as well as we are just cruising on up the highway. I am on my way. I've been doing these lately whenever I travel to an airport. I like to do a podcast on the drive there and then one on the drive home that sort of gives you a insight into what I'm thinking going in and how I feel coming out. This one is a drive, too. I'm on my way to Goldsboro, North Carolina. That's about a 6.5-hour drive from my place in Flowery Branch, Georgia. And you go through South Carolina to get there. And so I thought I would do a podcast on the drive out and then on the drive home on Sunday and let you know how I felt about that and all that good stuff. So as I'm on my way today, it's Thursday. As I'm recording this, it's actually Thursday, October the 1st. I'm on, it's not my night to speak. Tonight is Dr. Lynn Hiles, but I like to get there and hear the other speakers. If I'm in a conference, I don't like to be the guy that comes in and does his meeting. And honestly, 95% of the guys I've ever done meetings with are the same way. They stick around or they get there early. So it's a good community of guys usually on these journeys that want to be a part of what each other's doing. And I'm excited about tonight to hear Dr. Hiles. He's a good friend of mine. Lynn and I go back over a decade, and we've had some good times together and done good conferences together. We complement one another pretty well, I think. So I'm looking forward to that. And then tomorrow night I speak. That's on the 2nd of October. This is at Harvest Fellowship in Goldsboro. These messages, and I'm saying this before we record them, but they will air on our site on subsequent Sundays the way we normally do things. So then Lynn and I do a Q&A on Saturday, and then I speak on Sunday. So when I do the Out and Back for tomorrow, which will be on my drive home, I'll tell you about how all that went. And I'm anticipating that it's all wonderful, that he has some great things to say. I'm positive that's going to happen. And I'm anticipating that I will have something to add that will be of use. Here's where I stand right now. I don't have two sermons mapped out. Sometimes I do when I do these meetings. I have sermons mapped out. I know exactly what I'm going to do. It doesn't mean it all goes according to plan, but, you know, you have a plan. However, on this particular meeting, I have an idea. I have a phrase that's been going through my spirit for about 3 days. And when that happens, then I pay attention knowing that, hey, you're about to go speak somewhere, pay attention to that phrase. It's probably something you're supposed to speak on. And so I've been picking, is the best way to say it. I've been picking this week through the Word. Not digging, picking, finding these moments that complement this sound I hear in my spirit. And the words I hear in my spirit are, condition the atmosphere. I think we have a powerful ability to condition the atmosphere around us with the words we speak, with the actions we undertake. I don't sense it being so much about positive confession or optimism, but rather a little bit like a message I posted this summer that was titled Pay Attention to What You Pay Attention To, which was basically a way of saying, hey, don't just take everything in. But I feel like this might be a part B to that in a way, which is not so much just pay attention to what you take in, but pay attention to what you put out, because you have the ability to condition the atmosphere of your home, the atmosphere of your family, the atmosphere in your church, and in this hour, the atmosphere in your country. Now, part of that, I think, is limiting your intake, at least being very specific with your intake, or more specific than you might be at the moment. But it's as much or more about what we put into the atmosphere. And where I'm thinking at this stage is to take a look at the conditioned atmosphere of the Old Testament tabernacle, because it seems to be a type and shadow of worship in our temple. We are a temple of the Spirit. And in that Old Testament tabernacle, they diffused the scent of the anointing oil throughout the room. It was part of the process. Why? Why does God need things to smell good in order for Him to show up? Well, that doesn't seem right. But it does seem that the condition of the atmosphere affects the praise of the priest. It affects the mentality of the priest. There was something about that olfactory sense of smelling the incense that let him know, hey, it's time to do my job. And I think we should not discount the fact that we have the ability to condition the atmosphere in such a way that speaks to how we exist in this world. And so I'm working on that mentally, I'm working on that spiritually, and in the next day and a half, I'll be working on it even more scripturally to see where I land. Now, I went through that whole thing with you under the perfect understanding that I've been doing this for 27 and a half years, and things do not always go according to plan. So it's quite possible that I won't preach anything I just said to you, that in the next day and a half, something else will deposit into my spirit through the service tonight or through conversations today and tomorrow or just through the meditation of driving down the road and listening to the Spirit. And if that be the case, then I'll share that with you on the out and back on the way home and say, hey, remember the best laid plans from last week didn't happen? And if it does go according to plan, maybe I'll fill you in a little bit on how that rounded out, let you know how it went, and then give you a little bit of an insight into how we end up where we end up on what will ultimately be Sunday's message. Now, whatever we do on that Saturday Q&A also, I will be recording the audio from that Q&A. And to the best of my ability, wherever I can, and what I mean by that is hopefully that it picks up the questioner, it picks up Dr. Hiles, it'll definitely pick me up because it'll be on my, clip to my shirt. But where I can, I will try to air that Q&A on an upcoming Long Form Friday. In fact, probably, if all goes according to plan, we will do that next Friday here on the podcast. So we'll see. Let's see how this thing rolls out. I'm very, very excited to see what the Father has in store. Also, this is my last long drive, long trip, until the... Well, we've got some stuff in the works that are short drive, but I don't do another full weekend until December. So I'm very excited to see what the Lord might say in this one, in this season and in this hour. So, all right, I'm going to go. I'm still cruising up 85 on a beautiful day to drive and anticipating a fantastic weekend. I'll tell you tomorrow on the podcast how it went as we do our drive home. And I would say be praying for me, but by the time this airs, you will have already prayed whatever you're going to pray and the weekend will be over. So, I'm going to say I'm praying for you. Have a fantastic day. God bless.